Today's daf is Shabbos daf Zayin. We are the middle of the Amid, daf Vav Amid Beis, the two dots Amar Mar. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Liza. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the halachos of Hoitzah, specifically the brisa that the Gemara brought on daf Vav Amid Aleph, the well-known brisa, really a brisa that underpins a lot of the sugyas of Masechta Shabbos, a lot of the sugyas of Masechta Erevin, and that is Dalet Rishuyos LeShabbos. There are four Rishuyos that are of significance as it relates to Hilcha Shabbos: Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, and a Mokim Ptor. And the brisa went on to explain that as it relates to Hoitzah, Midai Raisa, it is usher to carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim, or from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid. Anything that is neither a Rishus HaYochid or a Rishus HaRabim is deemed a Makim Tor and has zero significance as it relates to Hilcha Shabbos. The Rabbanon, however, were Mechadesh, another Rishus, called a Karmelis. A Karmelis is not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's somewhere in between. In fact, the word Karmelis suggests its nature of being neither here nor there. But the point is that a Karmelis on some level is treated like a Rishus HaYochid, on another level it's treated like a Rishus HaRabim. It's treated like a Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, just like you can't carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. It's treated a little like a Rishus HaRabim. You can't carry from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid, just like you can't carry from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid. Additionally, you can't carry Dalet Amis in a Rishus HaRabim. You can't carry Dalet Amis in a Karmelis. Brisa then went on to give examples of Rishus HaYochid, examples of Rishus HaRabim, examples of a Karmelis. Everything else would be a Makom Ptor. Regardless, the Gemara is moving along discussing this Brisa. So, Amar Marit said in the Brisa, as it relates to a Rishus HaYochid and a Rishus HaRabim, the two Rishuyos of significance as it relates to the Melach of Hoitzah, Midei Raisa Hoitzi Vechnas B'Shoigig, if somebody would carry from one Rishus to the other B'Shoigig, Chayiv Chatas, B'Mezid, if he would do a B'Mezid, Anush Karas, he would be Chayiv Karas, or Viniskal, sometimes he would be Chayiv Skila. So when is it Karas? When is it Skila? If there were Eidim and there was Hasra, then the person that did the Aveiru would be Chayiv Skila. If there were no Eidim, or there were Eidim, but there was no Hasra, then he would only be Chayiv Karas. The point is that if one is over Hoitzah Midei Raisa, he's treated like someone that's over any one of the Lamites Melachas, which means either Skila or Karas or Chatas, depending on what the specifics were. Says the Gemara, B'shoigi Chayiv Chatas, I need a price to tell me that if someone does the Melach of Hoitzah, B'shoigi is going to be Chayiv Chatas, Pshita, it's obvious, it's Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is a regular Chayvi Krisos, B'shoigi, you always bring a Karma Chatas. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Mezid Anash Karas Finisco, it's Trichle. The Chiddush is not that if someone does Hoitzah, B'shoigi, it'd be Chayiv Chatas, but rather the Chiddush is that if somebody does Hoitzah, B'mezid, he would either be Chayiv Karas or be Chayiv Skila. But the Gemara says, Anami Pshita, that's also obvious. Again, if it's Chil Shabbos, it's one of the Lametas Malachas, then obviously that's the Halachas. As the Gemara, Kamashmalna, the Chiddush is Kidurav. Omar, Rav said, Matsasi Megillah Starim. Literally, I found the hidden scroll. Bei Reb Chia, in the yeshiva of Reb Chia. The Kasuv Ba, and it said on this scroll, Isi Ben Yehuda Omer. Isi Ben Yehuda said, Avos Malachas, Mem Chaser Achas. There are 39 Malachas, 40 minus 1, in other words, 39. The Eine Chayiv El Achas. However, you only Chayiv one. Now, the Gemara understands, before we go vayta, that what does it mean, v'ene chayiv al achas, that if you do all lamites melachas, behelem echad. Helem echad means you would forget it's Shabbos, and because you forgot it was Shabbos, you was a re, you were chayrish, you decided to work in your backyard, you decided to cook, you did all lamites melachas, behelem echad. There was one thing you forgot. The one thing was, very simple, you forgot it was Shabbos. So it sounds like what Isi ben Yehuda is saying is, Avos melachis mem chaser achas, ve'enei chayiv ala achas, that if you do 39 melachis, or all 39 melachis, behelem echad, with one shigaga, you forgot one thing, you'd only be chayiv one chatas. Sounds like that's what he said, but the Gemara says, any that can't be, because vatana, we learned in the Mishnah later in the Masechta, Avos melachis mem chaser achas, v'avinu b'minyan alamali, we could do the math ourselves. Why did the Tana, the Mishnah, have to tell me 39? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. No, there's a significance. Shemasan, kulam behelem achas. It's coming to teach me 39 melachis means 39 chatois, your chayiv al kol achas v'achas. That if you do all 39 malachas, even behelem echad, you would bring 39 chatois. Isi ben Yehuda can't go connected to Mishnah. This hidden scroll of Isi ben Yehuda said that if you do all lametes malachas pelam machas in a chayiv alachas, that blatantly contradicts the Mishnah later in the Masechta. Gemara says you're right. Ela Emel, you know what Isi ben Yehuda's scroll said? In a chayiv alachas mehem. Fascinating. There was a scroll that Rav found hidden in the yeshiva of Rav Chiya. He opens it up and he sees there are 39 malachas, but one of them is different than all 38. And that is that if you do one, which one he didn't say, you wouldn't be chayiv skila, you wouldn't be chayiv karis, b'shoigi, you wouldn't have to bring a karban chatas, and it didn't say which one is that one. Says the Gemara of Ahakamashmalon, you want to know why the Tan of the Braisa of Dalad Rishuyos, that discusses the halachas of Eitzah, says that if you carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRam, from Rishus HaRam, Rishus HaYachid, you'll be Chayiv Skili, you'll be Chayiv Karas, you'll be Chayiv Chatas. What was the Gemara's Kasha Pshita? Zok, the Gemara's not so Pasha, because there's one melacha where that's not true. Isi ben Yehuda had in his Megillah Starim that said it's only true for 38. Not for one. So you know what the chiddush is? V'hakam mashbalon ha-mehanuch d'loy mesafkon. That hoitzah is from the 38. It's not from that one. So we just ruled out hoitzah. Which one is it? So that we're going to have to wait for other sugyas to figure out. But for right now, all the Gemara is saying is the reason the Tana, the Braisa, I had to mention it, because it's not so obvious. It's not so obvious because we know there's one that's not like that. So the chiddush of this Braisa is to tell me that hoitzah is not that one. Now why would you need a Braisa to tell me that hoitzah is not that one? I mean, is there a braisa that says Zoireya is not that one, and Chayrish is not that one, and Koitzer is not that one, and Beirer is not that one? Why do we need a braisa to tell me Yotza is not that one? Presumably because Tosfos says on the Beis Amud Aleph, and really in many places in Shas, as we've mentioned already, and as we're going to get to again in the raid, and that is Yotza is a malacha geruah. So being that Yotza is a malacha geruah, there could have been a havamina, ben benoy shal havamina, that maybe Yotza is different, and that maybe Yotza as a malacha geruah is that one. It's a braisa that addresses and says that it's not that one. Now, the other thing that's worth just mentioning is, why was this scroll hidden? It was a Megillah Starim, punkt, it was hidden, it was in Seamus, it was in Geniza. What's the significance of a hidden scroll? And by the way, from the fact that it was hidden, does it sound like maybe it's not even true? Right, we're working with this hidden scroll. The Gemara is going to talk about this in the coming daffin. In fact, in Hilchas Tfilin, right, there's a whole shayla of Tfilin, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, you may be familiar with it, and it's brought that they found the hidden, there was tefillin that was buried, and they looked at the tefillin to try to figure out what exactly the nature of the tefillin was. And they wanted to use this as a raya. And I think the Bais Yosef brings in an art that he says, how could you use the hidden tefillin as a raya? Maybe that's why it was hidden. It was hidden because the Sofer got it wrong. And that's precisely why they hid it. So you have a Megillah Starim and you're bringing rayas. We're going to use something that was dafke in Seamus. If it was Seamus, if it was hidden, maybe it was hidden for it. So Rashi says not, because if you know the rest of the story, you can appreciate. Zakt Rashi, I'll read it inside. Megillah Starim shestirua mipnei shelo nitna lichtoiv. The reason it was hidden is because back in the day, you weren't allowed to write Teresh Val Peh. And being that you couldn't write Teresh Val Peh, you couldn't just write Teresh Val Peh and just, put it out there. But sometimes somebody would hear Chiddush, it was such a geshmak of Chiddush, it had to be written down. They would write it so it shouldn't be forgotten, but at the same time, they would hide it. So it wasn't some anomaly that it was hidden. That's always the way it was. So you had to know how to search to try to find. But this is a Chiddush that Rashi's saying, and that is that even at the time that it was usher to write Teresh Val Peh, it just meant it was also to write it and put it out there. But if somebody wanted to write it and hide it and keep it somehow beginnisa, that would be okay. That's why this was a Megillah Starim. That's the rest of the story. If you want, you can take a look at the Maritzchios. So Tzvi Hashchayas has a long Haggah, a long comment on this, but there's no time for that this morning. It says the Gemara, Amamar, Avayamu Bikov, Ustovnis, Vakarmelis, Ein Lekush Yachim, Lekush Yachim. So the Braisa went on to describe areas that are not Rishos HaYachid, they're not Rishos HaRabim. And the Braisa mentioned for the Yam, self-explanatory, a bika, that's an open field. The stovnis, those are the rows of benches and blocks, the itstabois that were in front of the stores. The hakarmelis, and a karmelis, we'll see what that is. So these areas are loikir shos hayochid, the loikir shos harabim. So one at a time. Freak tomorrow, bika, ain't a loikir shos hayochid, the loikir shos harabim. An open field is not a shos hayochid, it's not a shos harabim, but tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, mesechtes tyrus, ha bika, an open field. During the summertime, Rishus HaYachid LeShabbos has a din of Rishus HaYachid as it relates to Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim LeTomah, but has a din of Rishus HaRabim as it relates to Tomah. During the wintertime, Rishus HaYachid LeKan LeKan has a din of Rishus HaYachid both regarding Shabbos, both regarding Tomah. So when we talk about Rishus HaYochin and Rishus HaRabim regarding Shabbos, we know what it means. It's Negei the Halachas of Eitzah, the sugyas that we're learning right now. When you talk about Rishus HaYochin and Rishus HaRabim regarding Tumah, what is that referring to? So it's referring to a Safik Tumah. The Halacha is, it's Halacha L'moish Misinai, it's learned out maybe from the parish of Soita. Safik Tumah Rishus HaYochid, Sveikoi Tameh, Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, Sveikoi Tahar. So ordinarily, if you have a Safik, how do you resolve a suffix? So, number one, is it a sveikah de raisa? Is it a sveikah de rabbanon? You have chazakas, you have roivs. There's a whole shulchan aruch. Some of the most difficult sugis in shas, some of the most intense sugis in shas, deal with how you deal with a suffix. Suffix tumah is unique. Suffix tumah is governed by a principle. Suffix tumah b'shus hayachid, if that's what the suffix was, sveikah tumah. If it was a b'shus harabim, sveikah tumah. So it's very important to know in the world of tumah, when you're learning Mesachtes Tyrus, a certain b'shus. Is this a b'shus hayachid, or is this a b'shus harabim? That's obvious. Additionally, the definition of Rishus HaYochin and Rishus HaRabim as it relates to Safik Tumah is very different than the definition of Rishus HaYochin and Rishus HaRabim as it relates to Hilchah Shabbos. Hilchah Shabbos, Rishus HaYochin has to be Dalet al Dalet, it has to be Mechitzas that are 10 Tfachim tall, or if there's no Mechitzas, you can apply the principle of Asik Mechitzas, Gerachis Mechitzas, but there has to be some element of Mechitzas, plus it has to be an area of Dalet al Dalet. What's the definition of a Rishus HaRabim? It has to be 16 Amos. It's wide. You have to make sure it's in a makura. There's no roof that goes on top of it. According to some shittas, 600,000 people go through it. The way the Ramah brings it, 600,000 people every day. The point is, there's a very specific definition of what makes up a Rishus HaRabim. In the world of Tumah, it's more straightforward. If it's a place that a lot of people go, it's a Rishus HaRabim. If it's not a place that a lot of people go, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So this Mishnah is comparing and contrasting certain areas. Are they Rishus HaYochid or are they Rishus HaRabim? Both with regards to Hilchas Shabbos, the laws of Eitzah, and both with regards to Hilchas Tumah, the laws of Safik Tumah. So again, the Mishnah said, Habika, a field, b'mayis hachama, Rishus HaYochid l'Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim l'Tumah. People during the Yimayis hachama used to go through the Rishus, they would go through the fields. And as a result, it was treated like a Rishus HaRabim, but only with regards to Tumah. With regards to Shabbos, it doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim, so it's treated like a Rishus HaYochid. B'mayis hachshamim, where people didn't walk through fields, it would damage the crops. So Rishus HaYochid l'kan l'kan had a din of a Rishus HaYochid, both with regards to Shabbos, both with regards to Tumah. But what's the kasha? The kasha is, you see, the field as it relates to Shabbos is always treated as a Rishus HaYochid. Doesn't stem with the Braisa. The Braisa said it's a Karmelis. Which one is it? Is it a Rishus HaYochid or is it a Karmelis? Very different. Ula said, Oilam Karmelis. Really, it's a Karmelis. For my car, the Rishus HaYochid. The reason that Mishnah was referred to as a Rishus HaYochid is Fisha in a Rishus HaRab. Meaning, the Mishnah is not being so precise. The Mishnah really spoke out of line a little bit. When you're learning Tyrus, you can get away with it. Now we're learning Yetzias HaShabbos, it's impossible. But in Tyrus, we're just trying to bring a point. The point is that the field sometimes is treated like a Rishus HaRabim, regarding Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim. As it relates to Tumah, it's not treated like a Rishus HaRabim. What is it? A Rishus HaYochid, which is a term that you use when you learn Masechtas Tyrus, because in the world of Tyrus, in the world of Safik Tumah, everything is divided into two groups. It's divided into Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. So we're just using the Tyrus term of Rishus HaYochid as saying that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. You're right, when you learn Masechtas Shabbos, you have to be a little bit more precise. It's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's really a Karmelis. But the point is, we're not going to get involved in Karmelises when we're learning the sixth parak of Masechtas Tyrus. So we're just trying to say, oh, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Rishus HaYochid, but really it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Rav Ashi said a different teretz. Rav Ashi said, according to Islam Mechitzes. Now that Mishnah over there was discussing a Bikka that had mechitzos, v'chiyod amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan, and what it means is it's related to something Ula once said in the name Rabbi Yochanan. To pay attention to the names, Ula's the one that said this. Karfif, if you have a field that's yosim beis asayim, it's very very large. It's bigger than two sa'ah. Shaloi hukif ledira, and it's surrounded by mechitzos. But the reason the mechitzos were put there was not ledira. It wasn't like a backyard that somebody has where he's going to do work there, and as a result, he put up mechitzos. The mechitzos was put for another reason. Now, this karfif is very big. It's yoisemi beis asayim. Vafilu kur, even if it's even bigger than that, it's the size of a kur. Vafilu kurayit, even if it's the size of two kur. The bottom line is, hazorich l'toicha chayiv. If somebody throws something from a rishus harabim into it, he's going to be chayiv. The reason is because midday rice is treated like a rishus hayochid. It's treated like a rishus hayochid because it's surrounded by fences. Even though it's so big, it doesn't matter. At the same time, mechitzahi, ela shemechuseres diyorim. But being that it doesn't really have some of the properties of a rishus hayochid, because even though it's hukaf mechitza, it's like a rishus hayochid is, but it wasn't done that way for residential purposes. The mechitzas were put up for another reason. So it has a din of a rishus hayochid, but at the same time, on some level, it's not treated like a rishus hayochid. So for example, you're not allowed to carry dalet amos over there. This is just a long-winded way of coming up with an error. When you learn mesachta seirvin, it's more important to get the case. For now, we just need one thing. It's possible to have a field that midiraisa for sure will have a din of a rishus hayochid. But at the same time, midirabanan, it's treated like a rishus harabim. In other words, sounds a little like a karmelis, right? The point is, it's possible to have an area that midirais is a rishus hayachid. It's a field. How? I thought a field is always a karmelis. It's never a rishus hayachid. Meaning, midirais, you think of a karmelis as being a makom patur. The answer is no. This is a field that's surrounded by mechitzas. Being that it's surrounded by mechitzas, really it's a rishus hayachid. If it's a rishus hayachid, let it be a rishus hayachid. No, because it wasn't hukaf ledira. So if it wasn't hukaf ledira, so therefore we're machmer and we say that let's treat it on some level as a place that's a rishus harabim. The point is that the Mishnah in Mesechtes Tyrus that referred to this field as being a rishus hayachid was describing this type of field, a field that was hukaf mechitzas. Being that it's hukaf mechitzas, so on some level it is treated like a rishus hayachid, but on some level it's treated like a rishus hayachid. That's why we look at it as a rishus hayachid. As it relates to the braisa that talks about karmelis, it could also be talking about that field, because the truth is on some level that field would be a karmelis and it would be us to carry dalet amos. But most fields, anyways, that are not hukaf mechitzas will be a karmelis. Regardless, we have two terutzim how to explain that mishnah. The mishnah Masechtas Tyrus seems to be talking about a bikka field, and it says clearly it's a rishus hayochid. I thought a bikka is an example of a karmelis. So we have two terutzim. The first terutz is not really rishus hayochid. When the mishnah over there said rishus hayochid, it just meant to say it's not a rishus harab. The other terutz the Gemara gave is that it's talking about a field that really is a rishus hayochid because of the fact that it's hukaf mechitzas. Who said the first terutz? Ravashi said the first teretz. Ravashi said the Ula said the first teretz. Who said the second teretz? Ravashi said the second teretz. Now Ravashi's teretz was based on something that Ula said. So Ula's teretz was that when the Mishnah says in Tyrus it's a rishus hayochid, it just means that it's not a rishus harabim. Ravashi, based on something else that Ula said, gave a different teretz to the Gemara. Says the Bishlam Ravashi liyamar kudu Ula. I understand why Ravashi didn't want to learn like Ula, because at the end of the day, Ula's teretz is doichik. Ula's teretz is that when it says rishus hayachid, it doesn't mean it's a rishus hayachid. It just means it's not a rishus harabim. Really, it's a karmelis. Elo Ula, my time eloyam akishmaite. But Ula, why didn't he say Ravashi's teretz? Isn't Ravashi's teretz based on something that Ula once said? Amalach, so the Gemara says, because Idis on mechitzas, bika kar le karfafi. At the end of the day, a field that has mechitzas gets a new name. It's not called a bika, it's called a karfif. And that Mishnah is talking about a bika, it's not talking about a karfif. So therefore, he held that was like Ravashi. Ravashi felt, at the end of the day, Rishus HaYachik Tani, I hear it's a little doichik, Ula. You're right, it says karfif, it doesn't say bika, but it also says Rishus HaYachik. And it doesn't say not Rishus HaRabim. So it sounds like we're talking about a real rishus hayachid. So therefore, either way you go, it's a little bit dachuk. Ravashi went one way to be madchik, and Ula went another way to be madchik. So again, going back to the braisa that described examples of a karmelis, a yam, a bika, istovnis, and a karmelis. Says the Gemara, a karmelis, atukulu nami lav karmelis. And karmelis, I thought, is a general term to describe an area that midiraisa is a makim pitur, that the rabbanu and mechadish is considered a rishus regarding aitza. So what's an example of a karmelis? A karmelis. That doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, "Rav Dimi, you are my Rav Yochanan." No, we're talking about something else. Lo yinitzrucha ela keren zavis has smucha l'rishus harabim. We're talking about if you had a row of houses, and in the row of houses there was an indentation. So one of the houses was set back a little bit. So let's say you have five houses. So and one of the five, just to visualize it, the middle one of the five is set back 10 feet. So those 10 feet. Where that one house is set back relative to the houses that are on the side of it, that little indentation is what the Gemara means when it says Keren Zavis. Now, outside of the houses was a Rishus HaRabim. So really, that Keren Zavis is attached to the Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't have the same usage as the Rishus HaRabim does. In the Rishus HaRabim, you can go with your horse and buggy, you can do your thing. But that little area, it's a little tzekvetched, so you don't really have that much usage there. That Keren Zavis is what the Gemara means when it says Karmelis, And that karmelis has a din of a karmelis. And as a result, whatever, you can't carry from it to Rishos HaYochid, from it to Rishos HaYochid, etc., etc. Says the Gemara, the Alpha got the Zimnin, the Dachki, Be Rabban, Vayilagim. And the Gemara says it is a little bit of a Chiddush, because really it's part of the Rishos HaRabim. And sometimes the Chevra from the Rishos HaRabim, Adachki, you know, Bedoichik, they do go there. But given the Loi Nicha Tashmish, they being that it's not so convenient to be the Kikamalist, some of you treat it like a Kamalist. Because Rav Dimi Yom, Rav Yoichan, Rav Dimi came and said the name Rav Yoichan on Bein Amudin, did the Kikamalist. So Mi'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'usinyan. Sometimes on the side of the Rishos HaRabim, there were pillars, there were poles. Those areas, meaning the space between the pillars, is also treated like a karmelis, not like a rishos harabim. My time, because afakaf the darsi barabim, even though the people were there sometimes, similar svara, kibud lo mistagula behedya, being that you can't go bederech hayasher, you have to weave around this obstacle course. So a karmelis dam, you would treat it like a karmelis. I'm saying Rabbi Yehuda, it's the bashal of neam, budim need a karmelis. The itztabois, the benches and the blocks where the seichrim used to put their weirs, the things that they were selling in front of their stores, that also, the itztab itself was treated like a karmelis. Says the Gemara, the mandama ben amud and the mandama that said that the area between the pillars is treated like a karmelis, koshke and itztaba. Certainly the itztaba would be like a karmelis, meaning the itztaba is less rishos harabim than the beinu amudim. So if the beinu amudim is a karmelis, certainly this. Amanda ame itztaba, itztaba hu d'loi nichat hashmishte. It could be only the itztaba is treated like a karmelis. Avo beinu amudim, the nichat hashmishte, but the area between the poles where it is possible to use, it's not convenient. You could weave in and out of it, and at the end of the day, use it as part of itztabois and not part of the rishos harabim. What are you going to do? You're going to take your horse and buggy and walk on the itztabois? Between the pillars, you can give zechanetza. So therefore, could be that one mandama said the area between the pillars. The other mandama said it's tabois. Could be the one that said it's they were being specific in that if you hold that the beinu amudim is a karmel, is certainly the tabois. But mandama said it's tabois. Maybe only the tabois. Maybe in Abudim's retreat, like Rishon Lishna, another svara to be mechalik between the it's tabois and the beinu amudim is, could be it's tabois is treated like a karmel. The zimnin, the darsila rabbim. Sometimes the rabbin just happens to walk through it. Meaning the Gemara is just giving two reasons why there may be a difference between the it's tabois and bein amudim. One is the metzias is, this was the second reason the Gemara gave. The metzias, nobody's on top of the it's tabois. The rabbin's never by the it's tabois. The rabbin sometimes weaves through the bein amudim, or it's not so much of what physically happens, but it's more, from a convenience standpoint, one is a little bit more doable, the other one's a little bit less doable. Amar Rabba Bar Shela, Amar Rav Chizda, Levena, Skufa, Rishos HaRabim. If somebody had a Levena, a brick, and it was standing, it was in a Rishos HaRabim. So Rashi says, there's a long Rashi here, we'll go through this Gemara in the way we do what we do. This is an intense Gemara, but the brick was 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. So it's 3 tefachim wide, it's 3 tefachim long. How high was it? So actually, it depends. Some bricks were thicker, some were less thick. So really, the thickness of it is the one piece that seems to be open in terms of what the thickness would be. But what's given, whenever you talk about a levena in shas, really, it's gimel tefachim by gimel tefachim, unless we're told otherwise. So said Rav Shelon, Rav Chizda, if somebody had a levena that was skufa b'rishos harabim, so we don't know how tall it was. We do know that it's 3 by 3. V'zorak, and now somebody threw something in the rishos harabim. They threw a dalet amos, v'toch, and it stuck b'fanel, on the side of this levena. Taloch is chayiv, the person's going to be chayiv. Al gaba, if it landed on top of the levena, potter, in that case, he's going to be potter. So just simply put, if it lands on the side, it's as if you threw dalet amos b'rishos harabim. You threw dalet amos b'rishos harabim, you're going to be chayiv. If it lands on top, then we look at this levena as being a makom b'fnei atzmai. It landed on a makom p'tor. If it landed on a makom p'tor, you're not chayiv dalet amos b'rishos harabim. You're chayiv dalet amos b'rishos harabim if it goes from beginning b'rishos harabim to end. But if it lands on top of something that's a makom p'tor, you're not going to be chayiv for dalet amos b'rishos harabim. Notice the chiddush is that this levena is considered a makom for itself. Another chiddush is it's only a makom for itself if the thing lands on top of the levena. But if it lands on this side of the levena, you're not going to have the salach. It says the Gemara, now we have to read the fine print. The only time this salach is true is if the levena was 3 tefachim tall. So we said that the levena, we don't know how tall it was. Sometimes it was thicker, Rashi says, sometimes it was less thick. So here Abaye Verava came in and they said it had to be at least 3 tefachim. If it was 3 tefachim tall, that's when you're going to have this halacha that if it lands on top of it, you're going to be part of it. But if it's less than 3 tefachim, then it's part of the Rishos HaRabim. What's the difference if it's 3 tefachim? The Leidarsi La Rabim. Because if it's 3 tefachim, the Rabim don't walk on it. I mean, they don't walk on it, it's considered a not part of the Rishus HaRab. If it's not part of the Rishus HaRab, that's why you're not going to be chayv. Aval hizmi vehigi. But let's say somebody would throw something in Rishus HaRab and it would land on thorns, on some bush. So it lands on a thorn. It's a part of the Rishus HaRab that people don't walk on. Afagaf t'loy gevi yishloisha. Baiv Rava said, based on Rav Chizda's halacha, I think even if it'd be less than three tefachim, it wouldn't be chayv. A new chiddush, that if somebody would throw something, it lands at a Rishus HaRab, but it's on a part of Rishus HaRab, no one's walking on top of. So what's the difference? This area that's Gimel al Gimel, if it lands on top of it, even though it's technically part of the Rishus HaRab, but we look at it as a makom for itself. Why? Because the Rabbim doesn't walk on it. Okay, hizmi vehigi, these thorns, the Rabbim doesn't walk on either. So if they don't walk on it either, you'll be potter. And by the way, even if it's less than three tefachim, because thorns, doesn't matter how, you're not going to step on it. V'chiv ha-rabba amar afilu hizmi v'higi, aval tsoyoloi. Could be hizmi v'higi would be part of the Rishus HaRab. Because even though people don't usually walk on thorns, but if you're wearing shoes, thick soles, maybe you will. But tsoya, no one's walking on. And as a result, then, Rav Ashi said, afilu tsoya. No, even tsoya, the halach is, if you throw something in Rishus HaRab, Dalet Amos, it lands on Tzoya, you're going to be Chayef. The Tzoya is part of the Rishus Rab. You don't say that. The Rabbim doesn't walk on. This is a big Kiddush, this whole Halacha. That there's a concept that if you throw something, Dalet Amos, Rishus Rabbim, you do Haitzah, Dalet Amos, Rishus Rabbim, but it lands, the Hanacha was on a part or on something in the Rishus Rabbim that the Rabbim really would usually circumvent. Could be it's not considered Dalet Amos Brishus HaRab. Amar Rab the Bay Rav Shilach Yos Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan in Carmelis Pchusa Me'asara. So yesterday we spoke about the dimensions of Abet Me'arba. Yesterday we spoke about the dimensions of a Rishus HaYachid and we spoke about the dimensions of a Rishus HaRab. Right? We went through that. So what about a Carmelis? We haven't said anything about the dimensions of a Carmelis. Does Carmelis have to be built to spec as well in order for it to be halachically qualified as a Carmelis? So this is this halacha. Rabbah, who learned in Rav Shela's yeshiva, said that he heard from Rav Dimi, who went from Bavel Teres Yisrael and reported back in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. In Carmelis, yeah, Carmelis has to be at least four tefachim by four tefachim. I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes added to that the tefeses adasaros. What does that mean? My tefeses adasaros. Either the ikam mechitzas adasaros would have a Carmelis feed loy loy have a Carmelis. Doesn't mean to say that a Carmelis has to have mechitzas that are 10 tefachim tall, just like a Rishus HaYachid. Right, Rishus HaYachid has to be dalad al dalad, and it has to have mechitzas that are gevoya asar. Is that what it means? Does it mean to say that it has to be at least, it has to have mechitzas? Can't be. V'loy. V'omarav. If you have a house and the inside of the house, the walls of the house were less than 10 tefachim. However, the keruyoy mashlimoy la'asara. However, the ceiling was thick, and the thickness of the ceiling was mashlim. It made up so that from the outside the wall was 10 tefachim tall. So you're inside a room. If you measure the floor to ceiling, it's less than 10 tefachim. But from the outside, it is 10 tefachim. The reason is because the ceiling itself is thick. Let's say it's 9 tefachim, and the ceiling is 1 tefach thick. So the question is, do we look at it as a Rishus HaYachid, or do we not look at it as a Rishus HaYachid? So here's the halacha. You're allowed to carry on the roof. The reason you're allowed to carry on the roof, because the roof is considered a Rishus HaYachid. Why? It's Dalet al Dalet. Okay. And it has mechitzos that are 10 tefachim. Now, does it really have mechitzos that are 10 tefachim? No, it doesn't. This doesn't have mechitzos at all. You're on the roof. The teretz is good asik mechitzos. So this is an important rule. That sometimes we can have imaginary mechitzos, imaginary partitions, imaginary walls. So this is an example of an imaginary wall. So we had the good achis mechitzos earlier with the basket. We lower the mechitzos. See, here what we're doing is we're going in the other direction. We're lifting up the mechitzos. So again, this is Erevin 101. But good asik mechitzos. So as a result, if you're on the roof, it's dalet al dalet, even though there's no mechitzos at all, but we can take the mechitzos underneath it and we can extend it up. However, besoichai, if you're inside the house, in metaltalim by el arba amis, you're not allowed to carry. Carry up to 4 amos, but more than 4 amos you can't carry. The reason is because the inside of the house, this is counterintuitive, right? The inside of the house does not have a din of a Rishus HaYachid. If you're on the roof where there's no mechitza, it's a Rishus HaYachid. If you're inside the house where there is a mechitza, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. What's the... Because outside, you can use your imagination. There's no mechitza, so we'll create a good asset mechitza. But inside the house where there are mechitzos, and it's less than 10 tefachim, so over there, it doesn't work. So if you have mechitzos that are less than 10 tefachim, what is it? If it's not a Rishus HaYachid, it's also not a Rishus HaRabim, so it's a Mokim Petur. stating that the Braisa said, or Rav Gidol said, the name of Rav Chiya bar Yosef, who said in the name of Rav, that this is an example of a Makom Ptur where the Rabbanim decided to be Machmer, and they said, we're going to treat it like a Karmelist. And being that it's treated like a Karmelist, but the Rabbanim, you can't carry more than Dalai Lama's. What do we want from here? One thing. You see from here that a Karmelist doesn't have to have walls that are 10 Tvachim. Because if a Karmelist has to have walls that are 10 Tvachim, just like the inside of this house is not a Rishos HaYachid because it doesn't have walls that are 10 Tvachim, it's also not a Karmelist because it doesn't have walls of 10 Tvachim. So when the Rav Sheshes said that V'toyfeses Ad Asara, that there's an idea by Karmelis of 10 Tvachim. We're trying to figure out what he meant. So says the Gemara, let's take our first stab at it. Maybe what he meant is a Karmelis needs mechitzas of 10 Tvachim. There's precedence for that in Rosh HaSayochid. Maybe Rav Sheshes holds a Karmelis is the same way. Or it says, that can't be. That's dead on arrival. That doesn't stem with what Rav Gidol said, the name of Chiya bar Yosef, the name of Rav, that it's possible that if you had a house that didn't have walls that are 10 Tvachim, being that it's not Rosh HaSayochid, we would treat it like a Karmelis. What do you mean? If it's not a Rosh HaSayochid, because it doesn't have walls that are 10 Tvachim, it's not a Karmelis either. What then did Rav Sheshes mean when he said regarding a Karmelis, V'tayfeses Adasar, he meant the Adasar who to have a Karmelis. The Ma'ilim Asar Tvachim, lo yavi Karmelis. He meant something else. He meant that a Karmelis is only a Karmelis up to 10 Tvachim. But if something is L'mailo, me 10 Tvachim, it's not a Karmelis. What is that like? That's like a Rosh HaRabim. Rosh HaRabim has a halacha that a Rosh HaRabim is only considered a Rosh HaRabim, the ear space up to 10 Tvachim. Anything L'mayla me Asar Tvachim. So when he said it, Tefeses Ad Asari, he didn't mean the 10 Tvachim halacha of Rosh HaYachid. He meant the 10 Tvachim halacha of Rosh HaRabim. Rosh HaYachid and Rosh HaRabim both have a halacha related to 10 Tvachim, but the halachas are different. As it relates to Rosh HaYachid, the halacha states that Rosh HaYachid is only Rosh HaYachid that has mechitzas of 10 Tvachim. The halacha of 10 Tvachim Rosh HaRabim states that Rosh HaRabim is only Rosh HaRabim up till 10 Tvachim. Anything that's on, but doesn't have them. Rosh HaRabim doesn't have the chitzes. The point is, the ear space of the Rosh HaRabim is only considered Rosh HaRabim up to 10 Tvachim. But the Fesis Ad Asara meant not like a Rosh HaYachid's 10 Tvachim, like the Rosh HaRabim's 10 Tvachim. The Chiha, the Amale Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told his Talmud Rav Yehuda, Shinana, like the heavy B'mila de Shabbato, Le Maila Me Asara. When it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, don't talk about more than Asara, up to 10 Tvachim. What was he referring to? What do you mean? Don't talk about 10 Tvachim. What are we discussing? Didn't mean to say that there's no such thing as a Rosh HaYachid L'mayla Me'asara. Rosh HaYachid only goes up to 10 Tvachim. It's not true. I'm Rav Chisda. No, it's going to Rosh HaYachid. If someone would take a kana, a pole, he'd stick in a Rosh HaYachid. V'zark v'nach al-gabav. And then he would throw something and it would land on the top of the pole. I feel like Gavay Me'ah Amo. Even if it's 100 Amos tall, this is in a Rosh HaYachid Chayet. Rosh HaYachid Olad Rekia. Rosh HaYachid goes up to the Shemaim. So for sure, Rosh HaYachids go more than 10 Tvachim. Elo, then Rosh HaRabim L'mayla Me'asara. Maybe what Shmuel told his Talmud Rav Yehuda Shinana, that you should know there's something called up until 10 Tvachim by Rosh HaSarabim. Because the Ma'ala Me'asar Tvachim, something's not called Rosh HaSarabim. It's true, that is true, but it's also a Mishnah, the Tanan, like, come on, Daf Kuf, Daf 100, Hazoyra, Garba Amis, Bekoisel, somebody throws something for Amis and it lands on a wall. The Ma'ala Me'asar Tvachim, Zoyra Ba'aver. If it landed more than 10 Tvachim from the ground, it's like he threw it in the Aver, it's nothing. Lamata Me'asar Tvachim, if it was less than 10 Tvachim, Zoyra Ba'aver. Why? Because Rosh HaSarabim is only Rosh HaSarabim up until 10 Tvachim. Lamata Me'asar Tvachim, you threw a dollar Amis Rosh HaSarabim, you didn't do anything. So that's a Mefurish Mishnah. Ella, you know what? Shmuel probably meant when he told Rabbi Yehuda that in Hilchot Shabbos there's something called Asar Tvachim, a Karmelis. In Karmelis, Lamata Me'asar. There's no such thing as a Karmelis. And that's what Rav Sheshes meant. When Rav Sheshes commented and he said that V'toyfeses Ad Asara, that as it relates to the laws of Karmelis up until Asara, again, Rabba said, which Rabba? Rabba Devei Rav Shela, not Rabba, but Rabba that learned in the Yeshiva Rav Shela, he reported that Rav Dimi said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Karmelis Pchusim Asar. There's something called Dalit Tfachim when it comes to Karmelis. It's important for the next Gemara. Rav Sheshes commented, and he said, not only is there something called Dalit Tvachim, there's also something called Asarat Tvachim. So we're trying to figure out what Asarat Dalit Tvachim is straightforward. It has to be an area of Dalit Adal. What does Asarat Tvachim mean? So the Gemara went through it, and after further review, the Gemara said, you know what it means? What it means is that just like a Rosh HaRabim, it's only Rosh HaRabim up until 10 Tvachim, but the ear space above 10 Tvachim is not a Rosh HaRabim. That's a Mishnah L'Kamon Daf Kuf. So too, when it comes to a Karmelis, it's the same thing. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, we can summarize this halacha, something that we can take with us. Vakilu barabanon, it comes out that a Karmelis, which the Rabbanon created, really, they gave it kulois. They gave it mikulei rishos hayachid u'mikulei rishos harabim. They gave it the kulei rishos hayachid, kulei rishos harabim. Mikulei rishos hayachid, di'ikim makam arbo, would have a Karmelis v'loy loy. They said that it has to be a makam dalet al dalet. And if it's not a makam dalet al dalet, it's not considered a Karmelis. That's a halach in the world of Rishus Hayachid. Dalit al dalit is, we're talking Rishus Hayachid now. And it's a kula. I mean, it has to be dalit al dalit. If it's less than dalit al dalit, it's not a Rishus Hayachid. So they gave it the kula of a Rishus Hayachid. Because if not, it's a makom tor ba'alma, umi kula Rishus Rabbim. They gave it the kula of Rishus Rabbim as well. The adas sar tfachim would have a karmelis. The malim asar tfachim would have a karmelis. That it's only considered a karmelis up to 10 tfachim, which is a kula of Rishus Rabbim. Because of Rishus Hayachid, we saw Rav Chisda said, even 100 amis, it's oila adla rakia. The point is, Carmelis has a din dalet tfachim and has a din yud tfachim. It has a din dalet tfachim like a Rishus HaYachid, and it has a din yud tfachim like a Rishus HaRab. Guf Amr Rav Gidlam Rav Chibar Yosef Amr Rav Baisha in Toichai Asara, the Keruyoi Mashlim El Asara, Mutal Letalto B'Toichai, says the Gemara B'Toichai, inside, ein mutal tal bekuloi, betoyche im tal bay el arba ams. Amra baya, abaya said, the im chokak boy, arba al arba, the hishlimay la sara, mutal tal bekuloi. So we have the inside of a house, it's a house, there's four walls, there's a roof. The issue from a Hilchah Shabbos perspective is that the wall is not 10 tfachim, it's only 9 tfachim. And as a result, it doesn't have mechitzos that are gevoyas or tfachim. Halachically, it's not treated like a Rishus HaYachid. How is it treated? It's treated like a karmelis. So if it's a karmelis, you live in you're in your kitchen and you can't carry dalet amos. It's a problem. Said Abaya, there is a way to circumvent this issue. And that is, if you would take an area that's dalet al dalet, even if the house is much bigger, it's important, but you take an area dalet al dalet, you dig a ditch. So let's say the walls were 9 tefachim. So how much are you missing for it to be 10 tefachim? You need 1 tefach. So if you would dig a ditch that's only 1 tefach deep, but it's an area dalet al dalet, being that from the floor of the ditch until the ceiling, now you'll have 10 tefachim. So here's the punchline. It makes the whole house into a Rishus HaYachid. Now that's a chiddush, because you would argue that maybe if I'm in the ditch, so if that's where I'm having my Shabbos Suda, so then I'm fine. But let's say I'm on the side of the ditch, I'm in my, in another room, where it's not from floor to ceiling, 10 tefachim. It doesn't matter. As long as there's a mukkin dalet al dalet within the house that goes from the floor until the ceiling, so that you have 10 tefachim, that's enough to convert now the entire house and make it into a mokum that has mechitzas that are gevoya asara tefachim and have the din of Rishus HaYachid. My time, huh? This is a chiddush. And if it's a chiddush, it needs an explanation. So the Gemara says, because havi chayri Rishus HaYachid, v'chayri Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid dami. What we do is we look at the ditch as being the Rishus HaYachid, and the areas on the side are like holes in the wall, literally, that like caves within this Rishus HaYachid. Meaning, what would be if you had a proper Rishus HaYachid? You have a proper house, and then there's one little man cave in your house, right? You have one little room, there's one little hole in the wall where you can krich sich there and you can hide when you need a little peace and quiet. And that area is not dalet al dalet, it's not gavaya asar tfach. So you tell me that is a din of it's not a Rishus HaYachid. So you have issues now with Hilchas Haitzah. Maybe it's a karmelis. Well, of course not. Why? It's part of the Rishus HaYachid. It's chayre Rishus HaYachid. So too, as long as you have one area that's dalet al dalet, so that makes the rest of the house chayre Rishus HaYachid. Once it's chayre Rishus HaYachid, you can carry anywhere you want. Says the Gemara, the Itma, there's already precedence for this halacha. Chayre Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid amu. What about chayre Rishus HaRabim? Bayo emir Rishus HaRabim damu. Rav amir lav Rishus HaRabim damu. Amalei rav alav bayo lidach damir Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaRabim damu. According to you, that holds that chayre Rishus Rabbi is Kirishus Rabbi, Maishnami Hotchi Osrav Dimi Yomarab Yoichel, Loy Nitzcha, El Karen Zovas, Asmuchlushus Rabbim. Fitavik Kirishus Rabbi, we had at the beginning of the daf when the Brisa mentioned examples of a karmelis. There were four examples: the Yam, the Bika, the Stovness, and the karmelis. The Mar said, a karmelis is an example of a karmelis. So the Mar says, no, there's the karmelis, the term, and then there's the karmelis, the place. What's the karmelis, the place? One of the houses or setback, that area, the indentation between the houses, that's the karmelis. Faith to Gemara, why is that area not treated like Chayre Rishus HaRabim, a nice kasha? Why is that different than your man cave, which is Chayre Rishus HaYachid? Elamai, oh, must be because there's a difference between Chayre Rishus HaRabim and Chayre Rishus HaYachid. But the Gemara says, Abaya said it's not true. Abaya said, just like Chayre Rishus HaYachid, Chayre Rishus HaRabim, Chayre Rishus HaRabim, is Lidi Dach, Freit Rava. So he told him, Kasasim, Lay Nichatash Mishti, Yachid Nichatash Mishti. No, man cave serves a purpose. However, this area, this indentation, nobody goes there. I mean that nobody goes there. So it's for that reason that halacha is not going, that area is not going to be treated like a Rishus HaRabim, and we're going to stop here. So just one ha'ara. which really relates to a lot of the sugyas that we're learning here in the first parak. So this sugya is coming to an end, by the way. We have another daf and a half. And so we just have to chop around a little bit of raid as it relates to the first sugya of Yetzias HaShabbos, which of course deals with the halachas of Haitzah. So one of the halachas that we've seen is that Haitzah really means two things. It means carrying Mirshus L'Rishus, Rishus being defined as either Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabbos. If you carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabbos, Rishus HaRabbos to Rishus HaYachid, that's the Malacha of Haitzah. It's the 39th Malacha, HaMoitzi Mirshus L'Rishus. Another way to be over this Melacha is by carrying Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabbos. So you didn't carry Mirshus L'Rishus, but rather what you did was you carried Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabbos. You didn't do Haitzah, quote unquote, you did Havara. You just took something, Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabbos, that too constitutes the Melacha of Haitzah. And if somebody does that, B'mezid, B'edim Basra, Yichayv Skilo, B'mezid, Shaloi B'edim, or Shaloi Basra, Yichayv Kares. If you do it B'shoigig, you're going to have to bring a Karma Chavis. Now what happens if somebody carries less than Dalet Amos? He wasn't over the Melacha of Haitzah. Haitzah is Dalet Amos. If it was less than Dalet Amos, you're not going to be over the Melacha of Haitzah. Freit Reb Kiveger. And the base mayor says, I don't understand that. This is something that everybody that learns Masechta Shabbos knows. Havara Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabbim is 4 Amos. Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabbim. Right? Ad Kedei Kach, Reb Kiveger's Kasha that we mentioned yesterday, according to Ben Azai, Shofar, Lulav, Megillah, on Yontif Shechalias B'Shabbos, we're Mevatel Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabbim. Why? I mean, according to Ben Azai, the only way you could be over Tais Springs B'Shem Yerushalmi is if you jump 4 Amos. It's a Milsa Floyd Shechichov. The point is, the only way to be over Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabbim is if it was Dalet Amos. If somebody would carry something less than 4 Amos in a Shus HaRabbim, he wouldn't be over. Freit Rab Kiveger and the Beis Meir, we know there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yoichanan and Reish Lakish. Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayra. Or is Chatzi Shir not awesome in Atayra? Is Machshama Achroinim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra? So why don't we say that even someone that carries less than 4 Amos, he carried 2 Amos, it should still be an Issa Deiraisa? Why? Because of Chatzi Shir. Why is it only Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabbim? Even if you carry Beis Amos B'Shus HaRabbim, it should still be an issue. Because even though it's not the Chil Shabbos, but at the same time, Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayra. And really, in order to appreciate this question, I think we have to take a step back and just chazer over very quickly the Gemara Masechtas Yuma that discusses this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So again, we know Shir Achila is B'Kezayis. So you're not allowed to eat Nevela. How much Nevela are you not allowed to eat? B'Kezayis. You're not allowed to eat Chazer. How much Chazer are you not allowed to eat? Da'loch is Kezayis. What if somebody eats a half a Zayis of Nevela? Is he over an Isser or is he not over an Isser? So my chalik is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. Reish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir is Mutim in HaTorah. Even Reish Lakish agrees, people forget this sometimes, that Chatzi Shir is Asim in the Rabbanan. But Midda'iraisa, it's a machloik is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. Reish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir is Mutim in HaTorah. Now, if Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah, then why do we always hear so much about Kezayis? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Avada, there's something called a Shir. The Shir was given with regards to Oinshin. So if somebody eats Nevela, he gets Malkus. And that is a Shir. The only time you get Malkus for eating Nevela is if you eat a Kezayis. So, was the Shir Zolzayin? The point is, the Shiurim are not negated, the Isser, says Rabbi Yochanan. Because even if you don't have the Shir, even if you have a Chatzi Shir, or a quarter of a Shir, or a tenth of a Shir, or 1% of a Shir, it doesn't matter. Chatzi Shir is always awesome in HaTorah. The Shiurim that are Allah HaLamayishim Yisinai were given with regards to the Oinshin. But as it relates to the Isser, Chatzi Shir awesome in HaTorah. Reish Lakish argues, Reish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir is Mutim in HaTorah. The Shiurim were given for the Etzem Isser on the Dairaisa level. It's true midrabban or not. Now says the Gemara, what's the beer? What's the hezber in the machloikis? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara actually gives two reasons, which the Rishonim struggle with very, very much. Itmar. Chatzi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asim in HaTorah. Reish Lakish Amar Mutim in HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asim in HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. Because Kivin the Chazi Litz Darufi is Surah Ka'achal. When a person eats a half a shir, it's even though right now, technically, he wasn't over the real Isser, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's possible that he could do something that retroactively will make what he just did be Asser. How so? He only ate a half a shear. You could always eat another half a shear. And if you eat another half a shear, the two achilos of Chatzi Shear will be mitzdarif. And the reason is because whenever the Torah talks about achila, the achila doesn't have to happen in one act of eating, but rather two achilos or three achilos or 10 achilos can be mitzaref as long as they happen within a certain time frame. As long as it happens b'toich kidei achilas pras, the achilas would be mitzaref, which is the reason why when you eat the matzahs b'leila seder, you don't have to eat the entire kezayas in one shot. Or do you? But really, you don't. Because the halacha is that two achilos or multiple achilos, as long as they happen b'chdei achilas pras, there would be mitzaref. So it says Rabbi Yochanan, every time a person eats a chatzis shir, even though right now he didn't do an aveira, but what would happen if he'd eat another chatzis shir? Now retroactively, huvra adav l'mafreya, that the achila that he had done then was only really half of the achila, the other half just happened. Now, together we have one long achila. So that achila that you did is chazil etztarufe to another achila, which will maybe retroactively make it an achila sisser. In the world of lamdas esrat yoichanan, that's enough for it to be an achila sisser right now, even though you didn't eat the other half. But right now we can look at it as if it's a maisa isser, it's a svara, it's a super duper lamdas. But that's Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of chazil etztarufe. Says Rabbi Yochanan, chatzis sheh zasim min ha-Torah. Rish Lakish says no mutam min ha-Torah. Why achila amar achmana v'leka? Now it's for Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish akasha eliyelo. It says in the Torah regarding the halacha of chelev. It could have said chelev, kol chelev. You're not allowed to eat chelev. You can't eat kol chelev. The rabbi is even a chatzis shir. That was Rabbi Yochanan's kasha to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that's only an asmachta ba'alma. Don't worry about that. What comes out from the Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan really has two reasons that chatzis shir is asim in haTorah. He said a svara and he had a pasuk. The svara is it's chasil it's tarufe. That was the lamdas. What's the pasuk? It doesn't say chelev. It says kol chelev. Kol chelev is the rabbi's chatzis shir. And the Rishonim struggle already. What do you need two reasons for? Or how did the two reasons complement each other? Which one is it? Is chatzis shir asim in haTorah because it's a pasuk? Then you don't need a reason. Is it a lamdas? Then you don't need a pasuk. So that's Ayin Berishonim. If we have time, we'll get into this maybe tomorrow. But the point for now is Rabbi Yochanan Shita is Chatzis Shir Asim in haTorah. Rish Lakish holds Chatzis Shir is not Asim in haTorah. It's Frank Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir. If somebody carries Beis Amos in a Rishos HaRabim, it should be Asim. Why? Because even though he didn't carry the shear is Dalet Amos, but why do we say he carried a Chatzis Shir? And say that Chatzis Shir is Asim in haTorah. I saw in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, he says a beautiful lamdas based on something that the Baal Amor says in Perek HaZorik and based on something that the Ramban says in Perek Klal Gadol. And that is, why is it that if somebody carries Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, he's chayev for the Malacha Vaitza? See, he says a lamdas because we know that every person has Dalet Amos that are on some level part of where he is. In Bava Mitzia, the Gemara says, Dalet Amos shal adam koinus lei b'chal makoin. In the world of Kinyanim, your Dalet Amos can be considered your chatzar. So a person is considered to not just be where he's standing, but he's considered to be in his entire Dalet Amos. Same is true for a chefetz. A chefetz has Dalet Amos. It's koinus Dalet Amos on some level. You're not just where you are, you're in your Dalet Amos, right? So a person has his Dalet Amos. Say the Rishonim, when a person carries an item, Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, you want to know what the problem is. Say the Rishonim, it's Haitzah Mirshus L'Rishus. When it's Haitzah Mirshus L'Rishus, it was all in a Rishus HaRabim. Because every person in a Rishus HaRabim has on some level his Dalet Amos. And if you have your Dalet Amos is your Rishus. So now you carried from your Dalet Amos outside of your Dalet Amos. What you just did was you carried Mirshus L'Rishus. So if you carried Mirshus L'Rishus, it's going to be a problem. Meaning, Havaris Dalet Amos Mirshus HaRabim is not a new type of Havara. Pasha, you learned, there's a Tzom Rishus L'Rishus, and then there's Havara, Dalet Amos Mirshus HaRabim. Says the Baal Amor and the Ramban. I mean, these are G'doyle Rishonim that are usually Bali Puk. This is like Abaye V'Rava, the Amri Travayu, the Baal Amor and the Ramban, the Amri Travayu. They usually argue. So the Ramban and the Baal, it's like the Rambam and Ravid saying the same thing. So the Baal Amor and the Ramban both said the same thing. That the idea of Havaris, Dalet Amos, B'Shus HaRabim is that it's a type of Haitzah. Haitzah means Mirshus L'Rishus. It's possible to carry Mirshus L'Rishus and a Rishus HaRabim. What do you mean? It doesn't make any sense. That's an oxymoron. It's all one Rishus HaRabim. The Teretz is because every person has its Dalet Amos, every item has its Dalet Amos, and when you take something out of its Dalet Amos, you took it out of that Rishus of its Dalet Amos, and you brought it, it's like carrying Mirshus HaYochad, the Rishus HaRabim, on some level. And it's for that reason to be chayv. In fact, the Rishonim go so far as to say that Havaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim is merely a toil of Haitzah, Mirshus HaYochad, Rishus HaRabim. That's all it is. This
the av melacha of haitza, mishos hayachid l'shos rabin, then this told us. Hachnasa from mishos rabin to mishos hayachid, that's one example of a toldo. And then dal ramis mishos rabin is another I told. Why is it a toldo? It's not the same thing. It's no shaykhis. This is mishos l'shos, this is dal ramis mishos rabin. This is called haitza, this is called havara. Why is it the same thing? The teretz is havara is also haitza. Because the yisoy, the lumdis of havara is dal ramis mishos rabin is really carrying it from mishos hayachid to mishos rabin. If that's the case, says the Minchas Ariel, it's poshit why there's no chatzis shir. What's chatzis shir? You have to eat a shir, or you're not allowed to eat a shir. So you're not allowed to eat nevela. You went ahead and you ate a little bit of nevela. You didn't eat the full shir. You ate a little bit. You did a maisa achila. Nervous, you're lacking something. What are you lacking? You're lacking the shir. You did what the Torah says you're not allowed to do. You just didn't do enough of it. That's what chatzis shir always means. You did what the Torah said you're not allowed to do. I just didn't do enough. Torah says you can't do this much, and I only did that much. That's the issue. But I did the achila. There's nothing lacking in the cheftza of the iser. What's lacking in is in how much of the iser. I was supposed to have done more. I was not allowed to do more. And I did less. So if Dalet Amis is a new havara, a new haitza, I'm not allowed to carry Dalet Amis. So what's the cheftza of the iser? Just think about this. It's carrying. How much? Dalet Amis. Oh, how much? I can work with that. Chatzishir Asim and Atayra. Fake Rab Kivega. Fake the base mayor. What happened to Chatzishir Asim and Atayra? But if the melocha of Havara Tal Ramis Peshos HaRabim is a really a tilde of Hitzah, the Hitzah is that when I take something out of my Dal Ramis, I left my Rishos. If I carry it less than Dal Ramis, I didn't do anything. It's like carrying it three. I didn't do anything. It's like I took it from one side of my Rishos Hayach to the other side of my Rishos Hayach. I took it to the front door, but I didn't walk out the door. If I didn't walk out the door, I didn't do a melocha. The Dal Ramis is not the sheer of how much Havara or how much Hitzah. The Dal Ramis is the Heftz of the Hitzah. The Havaris Dalet Amis is the Hitzah. If I don't take it outside of my Dalet Amis, I didn't do anything. You know what it's like? It's like, what would be if I did an Akira, I didn't do a Hanacha? So that was the Mishnah. Shtayim Shem Rabbi Bifnim, Shtayim Shem Rabbi Bachot, 8, 12, 16, right? The confusing Mishnah. So what was the premise of the Mishnah? If I do the Akira and I do the Hanacha, then I'm over Chil Shabbos Day Raisa. If I do the Akira alone, or I do the Hanacha, Shnaim Shasua. So over there, Me'am Aris Basoisa, Shnaim Shasua is going to be part. Because you have to do the Akira, do that. Let me ask you a kasha. Why don't you say, if I do the Akira and I didn't do the Hanacha, I did a Chatzishir. Say Chatzishir Rasim and Atayra. Now, before you smirk, this is a real kasha. Rabbi Yitzchak Chonim brings this kasha in Ber Yitzchak. But the point is, why don't you say, that Zeh Oikriv is a Meniach, it's Chatzishir Rasim and Atayra. But at first glance, the kasha doesn't seem to start. Because Chatzishir means, if I did the entire melacha, I just didn't do enough of it. The iser is achil. I ate. I just didn't eat enough. Over here, I didn't do the melacha because the melacha is akira and hanacha. So if I did the akira, not the hanacha, it's a chatzi shit, it's chatzi melacha. Chatzi melacha is garnish. That's the whole point. Same says the Minchas Ariel. That's the oneness of Dalet Amis. If Dalet Amis is a shir, then if I do less than Dalet Amis, say chatzi shir. But if Dalet Amis is the heftz of the melacha, it's an important oneness and understanding. Shema yavireno Dalet Amis b'shus harabim. If that's the heftz of the melacha, if that's the heftz of the melacha, then it's a chatzi melacha. It's not a chatzi shir. On Chatzi Shir, you have Rabbi Yochanan Shita of Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayra. But when it comes to Chatzi Melacha, for that you don't have Rabbi Yochanan Zalacha of Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayra. But there's one other teretz that the Rish Achrenin gives. There's many other teretzim, but there's one other thing that's just worth mentioning really quickly, and that is Rabbi Yisrael Chonin and that Shuvah. It's in Ber Yitzchak, it's in Eirachayim, it's in Tezvav. These are very long tshuvas. It's Anath Vav. So when you quote Rabbi Yitzchak Chonon, you have to know what chelik it's in, what simit it's in, and you have to know what anath it's in. They're long marachas. So an Anath Vav from Rabbi Yitzchak Chonon specter, the Ga'ana Ga'onim. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Chonon, he brings this raid and the kasha that Achrenim has, and he says maybe you could say even a more pashta teretz. And that's based on what Tosfos says in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and this is based on something that's going to come up again and again and again, and that is Haitzah is a malacha gerua. And he wants to say a chiddush that being that Haitzah is a malacha gerua, maybe ein lecha boy elo chidushai. That although it's true Haitzah is a malacha, and at the end of the day, when Isi ben Yehuda said there's one malacha that you're not chayiv skilo or karis, just to put it all together in chatas, he wasn't referring to Haitzah. That's true, but it's still a malacha gerua. And if it's a malacha gerua, it could be the chiddush of chatzi shir asim and atayra was never said for this malacha, which is a malacha gerua. Obviously, it's something that's very much tzarich bir. Maybe the svar is that being that the whole halach of chatzis shirasim and atayr is learned out from Chelev. Chelev is not a malacha gerua, quote unquote. I'm not sure. But the point is, it's a malacha gerua. Another knetch that comes to mind is a taisus and masachtes shvuas, dafchav gibel amad bay, something we spoke about when we learned masachtes me'ila, which makes the Gemara's we're learning now seem light. But when we're learning Masechtas Me'ilo, so Tosfos over there says a Chiddush, that even though we know the rule is Ein Issachal Al Isser, but Tosfos says on an Issachatz Yishir, Isser is Chal Al Isser. And even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that old Chatz Yishir, Rasim and HaTorah, Isser is still Chal Al Isser. Because Tosfos says that Issachatz Yishir is an Isser Ba'alma. That's his Lashon. It's only Osser, right? That's all it is, just Asr. It's an Issa Ba'alma. But relative to other, a real Isser, all it is an Issa Ba'alma. And Taisa says, on an Issa Ba'alma, you don't have the halacha of Ein Issachal Al Isser. So the whole Chatzis Shir, the whole creation of Rabbi Yochanan's Chatzis Shir is just it's an Issa Ba'alma. It's like a malacha gerua, so to speak. So a malacha gerua for a malacha gerua, so this is something that Yesh La'ayin, but we'll leave it at this point. So now we have two terutzim. We have the super duper lumbus of the Minchas Ariel based on the Bala Amar Ramban, the Amri Travayo, and then we have Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chadin and Bar Yitzchak and Erechayim, Simen Tes Vav, Anaf Vav, who says that being that Hoytzah is a Malacha Gerua, that's why we started the Masechta with the Malacha Hoytzah, that's why Hoytzah needed a Pasuk, even though the other Alves don't need, could be another Nafgemina of Malacha Gerua is that you don't have Chatzis Shir Asim and HaTorah.